4HKX, N4ZLK, mobile.
NC9V, mobile.
NC9V, N4ZLK. Hope I didn't step on anybody. I'd notice my volume was down.
Hear anybody? Jump in. Where Patrick's at? Must be working. Make money.
Working? He's supposed to meet me this morning.
Open around somewhere. How's your day going?
Good. I'm off today. Taking my truck over to have another part plate replaced. And I was going to hang out with Patrick for a little while it was being done, because it's right in that area.
Normally these is APRS on. I don't know if you have access to that.
He's around. He's probably busy. He was working before I woke up, probably. And I don't have the APRS stuff. I'm not that technologically advanced. I haven't had the time to get into that yet.
I'm not quite mastered it myself. I've dabbled in it a little bit. I still got to figure out a few things. Not as easy to just call the radio like you do. But, I have to get a day off in the middle of the week.
4-day route, and I was working nights, and somebody lost their route. They actually did away with it. And he took my route because he had more seniority. So when I came back to the daytime, I took a route that I used to run, and the guy that had it, this was his day off Thursdays. And I could take the route, but I couldn't change the day off until our new bid cycle, which is beginning of October. So starting in October, I'll have Monday off. But right now, for the next, until next week will be the last Thursday, and then first week of October, I'll be going off on Mondays and just working Tuesday through Friday.
Good, that's good. That's a good schedule. I worked, Tuesday through Saturday for years. Days off were Sunday and Mondays, which I found to be very convenient because I need a lot of stuff done on Mondays. But everybody else is working. Sundays, you have off with the family. So it worked out really well. I don't know. I'm trying to give my pause there. Let's jump in there. I'll try and make y'all's Wednesdays get together. If I ever get over that way, if I get off early enough, I can probably zip over there. Instead of a jaunt from the Greer over the White Horse.
Fun. I mean, nice to meet you officially, but yeah, that is a long drive. but maybe it'll work out. And usually it's fairly early, what I consider early. I always like to eat a late lunch. It makes the rest of the day go by fast, but generally, when I meet Patrick, it's a little bit earlier than I normally do.
All right. Patrick got up early this morning, said. He's out there roaming around here. I had his truck and everything. All right. Well, I can even get in radio range. But I heard someone on the radio earlier. He said, yeah, call the team. He was already talking to Dave and everything this morning. So he must have got up really early. Couldn't sleep, I guess.
Busy. He said it was a pretty slow day yesterday, so... I hope he's so busy he can't get on the radio. But anyway, I'm looking forward to it. Patrick's a nice guy. I like spending a little time with him, and that way I don't have to either sit in a shop or find some place to sit and drink a cup of coffee or something while I'm waiting on my truck to be repaired.
He was saying, Patrick the other day, he said hi to Wendy, and I told Wendy, he said hi. She said, oh, he's such a nice guy. I told Patrick, yeah, she likes you more than she likes me.
Funny. I wish I could get my wife involved in it. She grew up with it. Her dad was a ham radio operator, and he'd try to teach her Morse code. Every time they get in the car together, he'd drill her on it. I think she just got turned off on it. She loved her dad, but she had no interest in the radio. But so, Leon, I know you've probably told me before, but... Where is your office or your terminal or whatever, and where do you work out of?
There's the Greenville office is located right there by the airport, right off of South Buncombe. There's South Road is. right before that stop sign on South Fox before you hit the airport. Are you familiar? The name of the company's In On Time. They're based out of Zeeland, Michigan. And all I run the local route here. I don't go over the 150-mile radius. And 9 times out of 10, I'm making a regular run to Anderson, or today I'm making a regular run to Williams.
Heard South Buncombe in the airport is breaking up a little bit, but I did miss the name of the company, and you don't have to tell me, but I'm just curious. I don't know. I'm not real familiar with Greer. I know where the airport is, and I know the road South Buncombe. I don't go out here very often to where I could say, oh, yeah, I know exactly where you are.
Off Highway 14, which is where I'm at right now, I-85 heading south, right at Highway 14. It's right in the Highway 1485 area, not far from there. You know where the radio tower is, the patrol tower at the airport? We're kind of behind that.
I got a good idea now. I know where 14 is, and I know where Buncombe, and I've been on it. I've seen the signs, so. But when I was a kid, Greer was just this little tiny town that we went to because the DMV was never busy. But and the rest of it was just country. But man, it sure changed.
Everywhere, Shane. Hendersonville used to be the same way. We moved up to Hendersonville from Charleston to get away from the big city. Raise kids up in the little country atmosphere. They're getting bigger and bigger, more traffic and wider highways. And you know, you see where they're redoing I-26. So it's all urban sprawl, I guess.
Is that LK? You're right. Everywhere is growing. I'm starting to even see a lot more traffic, not just in the summertime out where we are. More houses going up. Now, they're not building developments out 11 out there in Pickens County, but I'm sure that will be coming in another 5 to 10 years.
You know, you're over there by the lakes, Kiwi and Jocassee. You know, all that area is going to grow up. Just a matter of time. I mean, you got the parks right there, Table Rock, Caesar's Head. Yeah, it's all growing up everywhere. We have a motorcycle and we ride, do a lot of riding. We've ridden all those roads back up in there. Like to ride. Matter of fact, I'll probably ride down here tomorrow just to meet up with my son either tomorrow or the next day. But, about in the ham radio because I was in the ham radio. But we figured keeping it out before the age of the cell phone, we could actually talk back and forth while I was working in Charleston.
Nice. That was the nice thing about ham radio back in the 80s, and I wasn't in it, but I was getting introduced to it. Cell phones were coming around, but they were very expensive, and I remember my father-in-law saying, it's funny to watch people talk about, I can make a phone call to somebody, you know, while I'm mobile, and he said, I've been doing this for 20, 30 years, so using auto patch repeater, on the repeaters, but... Yeah, we watched Charleston grow, too. Goodness, we'd go down to Isle of Palms probably once a year, and our two daughters went to Charleston Southern. And just in the 4 years, 5 years they were both there, just watching 26 get widened and developed and, you know, up in North Charleston and Somerville and all that, and the traffic, it was amazing how fast that was growing down there.
They're like a lot of places. They don't have the infrastructure to handle all that, you know. I grew up in Charleston, went to Bishop Inland High School down there, and you know, I worked 10 years for the city, 10 years for the county down there. And I tell you a lot of things about Charleston, and one of the things is if you want to go downtown, or you go anywhere, you got to travel Rivers Avenue or I-26, unless you go way out Dorchester Road. But other than that, in rush hour. Both of them are jammed up so tight, you can't go anywhere. So that's another reason we were glad to get out. Just traffic was horrendous in that area. But I used to work at the KOA campground. I know you know that, out there on Highway 78. When I was a kid growing up, that's why I learned three on the tree, driving a pickup truck, picking up the trash at the campground.
familiar with that. That's so I got my permit when I was 15 on Whitehorse Road there at the DMV, and my dad said, "You're driving home." And now I'd driven this little old van. It was three on a tree. It was one of those flat-nosed Ford vans. I'd driven that around the yard. You know, I could use the clutch and all that, but never on the road. So that was my first experience on the actual highway going down 85 back to Piedmont. But that brought back a lot of memories. So I'm assuming you were there during Hurricane Hugo then. And let's see what else. Whenever we stay down there at the Isle of Palms and we'll go downtown for the day, I found that I would just take 26 or come across the bridge there, the big new one, and then turn onto East Bay Street. And there was one parking garage. It was kind of centralized in all the places that we really wanted to go. And that's usually where we would head. I'd always find a spot, and then we'd spend the day just walking around.
Now, the Vendue Range, these are the police boards I go down there, and I've been all over that street. Matter of fact, I got a nice tip from a guy for a fire hydrant right there at Vendue Range and East Bay Street. He gave me a tip for not doing his limousine. Which you're not supposed to accept tips, but hey, you know, I wasn't making a lot of money back then. Anyway, yeah, a lot of good memories of that town, I can tell you. The old bridge, the new bridge, I probably worked a wreck for every foot of distance on that old two-lane bridge. That was terrible.
Imagine, I'll bet that would back up traffic in a heartbeat. And standing out there on that, with one lane blocked and traffic trying to get by, I would not enjoy that.
You can't, if you had an accident and they were blocking traffic, the only way you get up there to the accident is, A, you have a motorcycle come up the correct direction from the Mount Pleasant side, because both those lanes were coming into Charleston at the time. Or come up from the Charleston side, if somebody was there to block all the traffic and not let any cars in, it was all blocked, you could go up the wrong way. But the only problem with that is if you didn't make it down to the saddle between the bridges, if it was on that last span of the bridge coming into the city, you had to back your car down all the way to back down that bridge because there's not enough room to turn around the car, you know, turn the car around on the bridge. And I sat down and watched the guy. He was going so fast in reverse, he lost control of the car. He crashed his cruiser right on the bridge. Let the repeater reset there. And he crashed that cruiser right on the bridge. And the chief asked me about it. He says, "You know anything about this accident?" I said, "No, just you know, he was going, and all of a sudden he just swerved and hit the bridge." But did you see a bee or anything? Because he said that a bee flew in his window and stung him on his arm, and that's what he wrecked. I thought to myself, "Yeah, that's an excuse."
I don't know if I would have said I actually got stung because it's going to sting me. Oh, man, I can't imagine. We had a guy that flipped a package car one day on Country Road. Went off, his wheel dropped down in the ditch, and he flipped it over, and he said something like a deer ran out in front of him or a dog or something, and it scared him. And who knows? Maybe it happened, but nobody really believed him, but there was nothing they could do about it.
Charged a few people with falsifying police reports for reporting accidents. Where I hit a deer. You did. So what's the, you know, bark doing here? Instead, you know, you have fur here. It's not bark. It's got tree bark. And I go find the location where they hit the tree and pick up a piece of the car, match it to the car, and say, "Yep, here's your ticket for false information and also for your traffic violation." Be sure to tell your insurance company because it'll be on the report.
People will say anything to get out of a ticket or try to get out of it, I guess. My wife has killed two deer and totaled her mom's car, and we had an excursion that it caught it dead center on the bumper, a metal bumper there, and they just replaced the bumper. Everything was fine. I was in the truck, the 18-wheeler, and a deer hit me on the side. I saw it coming out. It left fur in the rear wheels of the tractor and knocked the mud guard off of it. But that was it. I never did see where he went. But I sure heard him when he hit me.
Yeah. I've been fortunate. I've only taken out one deer and one bear. I had a bear about a year ago. There in the mountains. Coming to work. Coming to work here. and a black bear walking up in the middle of the road. Didn't see him at all. Those headlights did not reflect off of him. And they got the right front corner of my truck. I had to get that all fixed up. That was like $3,500 damage, they had to say. But I hit a deer, but I hit the deer in the cruiser. And I was like, oh my gosh, I hit a deer. And then, you know, I got out and look at it, and as I'm getting out of the car, the deer jumps up and runs off. I've got damage to the cruiser, and the deer's gone. I'm like, nobody's going to believe me now. So I called it in, and sure enough, there was still a fur in the spot where I hit the deer, so I'm sorry about that. Can't be nice. A bear run out in front of us, but I've never come that close to it, and I don't really want to. But anyway, Leon, I'm here where I'm going to drop my truck off. So I'm going to clear with you. Hope you have a good day. I'm sure I'll talk to you again. Enjoy your day and be careful out there. NC9V and 4ZLK 73. Good day. Take care. 73, I'll talk to you.
NC9V, KN4GTM.
I-385. Still have the interface. I was wondering where you were
at. You must be just on the outskirts of the repeater there.
E385.
Scratchy. All right, well, I just figured I'd say good morning to you. Good morning, and I don't know nothing about no deer running up in front of me.
Sure you don't. Anyway, you'll probably be here tomorrow. I don't know if you got that message or not. In route.
Boat from China, huh?
Boat came on, or where? How it gets there? Just as it gets there, then it works.
Copy that.
For today.
I'm going to be in Piedmont and Greer, sounds like.
Lunch today. I'm going over to Donaldson right now, and when I finish that up, I'm going to Williamston. From Williamston, I'll be done.
Stay in touch, and I'll see if I can make something happen on my end.
Rush. Take your time. But we'll holler at you a little bit. Enjoy your day. Good to hear you in here.
I'm trying. It's nice having this mobile rig in here, being able to actually talk to people.
Hear ya. Makes a big difference.
Talked to earlier. Says, yeah, your 296 is ready, which is the truck I've been driving. But I'm the only one who can actually drive it without burning the clutch out of it. So I'm like, well, I finally got this truck set up the way I wanted it. I might just stay in that one. He's like, well, it's going to go down for a week, so make your decision.
Lovely, huh? This is about the time you get situated.
The place I got to put an antenna is the Hershey Kiss, and it's on the bed of the truck, so I don't know how well I'll be able to get out then, but we'll find out at some point, I suppose.
Not a big fan of quarter-wave antenna, that's why. I like the 5/8 a whole lot better.
The only problem that I have is the height. If I can, at some point, try and figure something out.
But pay attention to what I'm doing here, and I'll holler at you later, Ben. Be careful. Drive safe. It's C9B.
You be careful as well. You know, these South Carolina drivers, you know how they are. But, enjoy your day, and I'll be listening. KN4 GTM.